Nolte, 15 Days to Slow the Spread Lie Makes Slippery Slope Arguments Great Again. By John Nolte on July 22, 2021. We went from 15 days to slow the spread to sliding all the way down a slippery slope of a year plus of lockdowns, shutdowns, mask mandates, and the kind of outright government fascism the America I grew up in ever would have stood for. This is why slippery slope arguments matter. When we're talking about the federal government, and most especially about the Democrat Party, slippery slope arguments matter, they matter a whole lot. Good grief, even after South Dakota, Texas, and Florida showed us that mask mandates, shutdowns, and lockdowns make little to no difference, the fascists in Los Angeles County have once again forced its citizens back into those filthy masks, and that includes the fully vaccinated. From 15 days to slow the spread to school kids sitting around in filthy masks all day. From 15 days to slow the spread to kids being forced to wear masks while playing outside. From 15 days to slow the spread to not being allowed to attend the funeral of a loved one or even visit a loved one. From 15 days to slow the spread to having your small business locked down for a year while Amazon, Netflix, Costco, and Walmart all thrive. From 15 days to slow the spread to arresting Americans who attend church. Look at what's happened to us. No, no. Look at what we've allowed to happen. Shame on us forever. The government assured us that if we just agreed to stay home for 15 days, everything would go back to normal. Remember this horseshit? Hey, all we need to do is ensure our hospitals aren't overwhelmed. Well, our hospitals have not been overwhelmed since those initial 15 days. Most of our hospitals were never overwhelmed. But our small businesses have still been wiped out. Our children lost a year's worth of education. We've all lost irretrievable time with loved ones. The people of Los Angeles are back in masks. And as I write this, there's more and more talk about new shutdowns and masking over a China flu variant that, while it might be increasing cases, is not threatening to overwhelm anyone's hospital system. This is why slippery slope arguments matter. There are other examples of why slippery slope arguments matter. Look at how quickly we went from we just want same-sex couples to be able to get married to drag queen story hours, biological men participating in women's sports, and naked men walking around your daughter's locker rooms. Look at how quickly we went from DACA to a wide-open southern border. Look at how quickly we went from background checks to banning the 9mm handgun. Can you imagine the fascists at Lola Frick's Santorum had said 15 years ago? If we allow same-sex marriage, the next thing we know, drag queens will be reading stories to prepubescent children at your local library? Can you imagine the lying fact-checker at the fascist Washington Post if Ted Cruz said, if we allow the government to take away our freedoms for 15 days, they will be locking down our small businesses and arresting people for going to church? Can you imagine the liars at PolitiFact if any Republican said, if we allow DACA, pretty soon Democrats will be leaving the southern border wide open? Well, here we sit. Wide open borders, drag queen story hours, men stealing Olympic spots from women, the 9mm on the gun ban list, and Los Angeles back in masks. Slippery slope arguments matter.